You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
The following segment is a continuation of our conversation from last week's show. We jump right in where we left off. Please enjoy.
Yeah, because they're easy and they get paid by pharmaceutical companies to do that. You know, that's a $20 billion a year industry, and they spend $10 billion advertising to physicians and to us. Studies show that 93% of people taking antidepressants have no effect from the antidepressants above placebo. So basically, they're taking a pill that's not doing anything for them other than a placebo. So that's unfortunate because there are really good things people can do. I have a free website actually geared towards this, which is all about that, called From Sad to Glad. The two is the number two, fromsadtoglad.com. And people can learn about all the different things you can do that have been proven to be more effective than antidepressants. Unfortunately, they don't have a advertising budget the way antidepressants do, so most people don't know about them.
Yeah, and you're right. Society is bombarded with the utilization of pharmaceuticals for everything. Yeah. Go to the doctor, get a pill, it's going to fix it. And what I like to share is, like, that doesn't fix anything. It just takes care of the signs and symptoms, and sometimes it doesn't even do that. I've come across people in my practice that are on 5 high blood pressure medications. Yeah. You mean you're on 5 of them and you still have a blood pressure of 170 over 102? There's something wrong here. So thank you for sharing your opinion, because I totally agree with you on that. And we'll move on. Now, what is one of your favorite ways, because I know you said you use about maybe 12 of the technologies that you have or methods you have in the book, but what is your favorite way to tap into your inner joy?
Well, I do meditate every day, but I find that there's certain CDs that you can get, or musical things that actually balance your brain waves and can help you to tap into feelings of peace and joy. And they don't cost much. They cost anywhere from $5 to $20. And once you have them for life. So, you know, they lead to alpha or theta brainwave states, and they work pretty well. They've gotten a lot better over the years. I looked at them 20 years ago, and I wasn't very impressed. But in the last 20 years, this technology has really improved, and I mentioned a bunch of them in the Technology of Joy book that are specific ones I listen to and do certain things for me.
I utilize those too. I got them, I don't know, maybe I got a set maybe 10, 12 years, probably longer than that. And I just would listen to it while I was cleaning the house or working on a project or whatever the case may be. And it just kind of relaxed sometimes put me in a really good zone. And then I got some, fast forward to a little bit more recently, obtained some of those CDs. And again, I like listening to the music. I've always liked listening to music when I study, particularly like jazz. Even when I was a kid, jazz, I would listen to jazz and do my homework. And so as subtle as it is, just because it seems like you're really just listening to the music, the vibrations and how it affects your brain with regards to getting it in those alpha and theta states is so subtle but so very powerful. And so, again, thank you for sharing that, because I'm going to do it even more now. I don't do it all the time, but I'm going to do it even more in listening to my CDs, because I do. You just refresh in my brain. I really do feel good when I'm listening to them, whether I'm trying to fall asleep or, you know, really want to elevate my energy or really be creative and focused and all of those things. I'm able to tap into that part, those parts of my brain waves, and it allows me to do what I need to do. So thank you. Now, can any of the tools you talk about help people to have better relationships? Because there seems to be a lot of issues.
There are a lot of really good apps. In fact, you know, for these brain-altering music things, there's a lot of good apps such as Headspace and Bootify too. You know, for $2, you can listen to a lot of these things on your smartphone, so it's very convenient. But in terms of relationships, I mentioned half a dozen apps that are meant to deepen your relationships or help with acts of kindness, which is a big happiness booster. So, you know, we all are focused on productivity, and we have a lot of productivity apps. But really what we want are loving relationships, peace of mind. So when you can find an app such as the app Couple or Between, and there's some really good other apps that help to deepen relationships with your partner. There's ones that help you to overcome fights that put in the book. I like apps because they are very convenient, and when you find a good one, it's really like having a friend for life.
Yeah, like your therapist you can go to and no one knows you're going there and you're getting some wonderful benefits. I love it. You know, you seem to talk about a lot of stuff with regards to the methods and technologies that you describe in the book that are not only can be utilized in a quick manner, 30 seconds to 2 minutes or whatever, but you also seem to mention that they're not very expensive things. You mentioned some apps that cost $2. You mentioned, you know, the sulbutamine that was relatively inexpensive to take when you put it out per day or when you have to purchase some. Mm-hmm. So I like that. I mean, it seems like you can really move from a state of wherever you are to a more positive and more loving state of joy just by utilizing things that don't cost very much but are extremely beneficial to you.
Yeah, because, you know, one part of a good technique is, does it work quickly? Is it inexpensive? Is it free of negative side effects? Does it immediately feel good? You know, these are all important things. The average person watches 4.5 hours of TV a day, which I think is unfortunate. And I watch none, which means that some guy in Iowa has to watch 9 hours for me, you know. So, you know, but TV, people watch TV because it is basically close to free, and it's very easy. All you have to do is move your thumb a quarter an inch, and you get 300 channels. So I'm always looking for techniques that are easy and free and powerful, and there's not many out there like that. I wrote about 101 in the Technology of Joy book, but you know, once you get past that, there's a lot of crap out there too. And one of the reasons why I wrote the book was so that people could save themselves lots of time and money and just find ones that have been reviewed and look good and hopefully don't cost much.
Thank you. Because, again, you can literally tap into your joy or tap into a state of joy. Not doesn't have to take very long, much time, nor does it have to cost a lot of money. And
yeah.
Why not take the time to do that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times the way we have been told to feel joy costs a lot of money and takes a lot of time, like going to Disneyland. You know, that's a lot of money to get there,
a lot of money to
get in, a lot of time to wait for the two-minute ride. What if you could just, you know, put on a little gadget on your head, a neurostimulator, and you tap into feelings of ecstasy right away? That's certainly more efficient. And I like efficiency because people are also busy nowadays that unless they have something that can be done efficiently, they probably won't do it.
You're right. And they need to have almost immediate results or else they won't do it. It needs to be something that doesn't take a long time to do and they get immediate results or else they won't do it. Now,
they're like me, so that's why I do that.
Well, you sound like me. I mean, I'm like, oh, my gosh, he sounds like my twin from another mother. It's so funny. Very cool. You had an interview with the Dalai Lama, and wow, that just saying that you had an interview. So I'm talking to someone that interviewed the Dalai Lama just brought a really happy feeling to my body. Did you talk about the technologies that you share in your book with the Dalai Lama?
Yeah, I asked him a question about what he thought about these gadgets and things, and I'll quote you what he said. He said, if it were possible to become free of negative emotions by using a gadget or a drug without impairing the critical mind, I would be the first patient.
Oh.
That's a pretty powerful quote. You know, he's not dogmatic. He's saying, well, how can we overcome human suffering? How can we get people to experience peace, and And he does recognize that science is providing new and better ways of doing this, and he's actually in favor of it.
That's great. Wow. That did he share any other words of wisdom?
Well, I asked him what his favorite technique was,
yeah.
His favorite technology, and he said, my favorite technique is acts of kindness. He says, when I do acts of kindness, I feel good and the other person feels good. And he said, there's no better technology than that. So that was an interesting answer. And he actually used the term, we need to study the engineering of enlightenment.
Yeah.
And I agree that we've studied how to kill people, and we've gotten really good at it. We've studied how to establish various ways of making money, but we haven't really established a technology of joy or enlightenment, and that really needs to be the next step for humanity. You know, I actually had, this reminds me of a story, when I was 12, I had the unusual experience of being in a class, a computer class, no less, with a guy named Steve, who at the time was just kind of a jerk and older than me, but he ended up being a guy named Steve Jobs. Okay? So, now, I didn't, you know, he's just kind of a jerk in the class, and we had this computer the school had bought. We both went to school in Cupertino, Homestead High.
Okay, you're from where I graduated, from Mountain View High School. So.
Oh, great, yeah, okay, so same area.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the school, this is 1972, and the school just bought this, like, 500-pound refrigerator-sized computer that could basically play tic-tac-toe and a couple other games.
Mm-hmm.
But he and I were always vying for the computer, and one day I said, hey, look, Steve, why are you so obsessed with this machine? And he said, don't you see, this machine is going to change everything. It's going to completely change the world. Well, actually, it was hard to see that this 500-pound refrigerator that played tic-tac-toe was going to change the world. But it ends up Steve was right, because he saw that things get better very quickly. And I believe that these various technologies I have in the book are slowly going to enter into our lives and change how we pursue human happiness and even spirituality. And, you know, as science fiction writer William Gibson said, the future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed. So these things already exist. It's just most people don't know about them. And when they do find out and they find 1, 2, 3, 4, or a dozen things that really work for them, then their world is really rocked, because most of us only know 3 or 4 ways of feeling good. Well, if you have a dozen, then you have a better shot of feeling good each day.
Right. Wow, more tools to utilize in your day instead of that 1 or 2 that you have in your repertoire. Just change it up a little bit. So, wow. You know, with regards to the different generations from, I'm not sure, the baby boomers, I'm not sure who comes after the baby boomers, the X or the Y, and then you have the millennials. Do you find that when you discuss or you're speaking to a group of individuals that may be more within the millennial category, are they more receptive to the information that you're sharing with regards to utilizing this technology for joy?
Yeah, definitely. And they're very interested in it. Since you're from the Bay Area, I don't know if you're familiar with the Consciousness Hackers group.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a group of, you know, Bay Area people that get together, a couple hundred people, and they're trying to hack happiness, you know, and they're good at it. I spoke with them recently, and they had a really good response. But one thing I noticed is that the average age in that room was 25.
Mm-hmm.
So the younger generation is definitely more open to these ideas and utilizing these ideas, and which means that the future is really looking bright that way.
You know, it's, and the reason why I ask you that is because I have a millennial. She's 22, getting ready to graduate from college next month. And, you know, and she's very, like, enlightened and positive. But not only her. I mean, I think she said she just got this stuff from me, watching me as she was growing up. But I tell her, you're so way more advanced than I was at 22. You know, I'm like, you're like 20 years ahead of me. Some of the stuff you're sharing with me, I didn't get until I was in my 40s. But yeah. It's just not her. When I talk to all of her friends, whether male or females, it's like these kids are just, they just blow me away because it's so different than how when I was their age, how we thought or behaved or act or, you know, we weren't clued in like these kids are. And so I wanted to ask you that to see if you noticed it or if it was just like, I'm just crazy, you know, I'm just tuned into the kids. But it seems to be that the millennials are embracing the enlightenment and awakening and wanting to do more positive stuff and be fair and balanced and have more joy than I could have ever imagined.
Well, everything's accelerating and changing. So I see millennials that are doing that and trying to find the best that, you know, technology or spiritual wisdom has to offer. And then there's people who aren't doing that. They're just trying to make money, and usually they're stressed out and hating their life. So, it's a big difference. But the ones who are embracing the changes generally are much more advanced than you and I were at that same age.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's beautiful to see. What do you think the link is between, since we're like engaged in a little bit of the spirituality with this, what do you think the link is between joy, spirituality, and technology?
Well, in the past, there has not been much, you know.
You're right.
And so I think it's good that people are even asking the question and not laughing, because, you know, you go back 1,000 years and you ask the question, what's the link between joy, technology, and spirituality? They would say, I don't even understand the question. So obviously, spirituality, we pursue it partly to feel more joyous and more loving. So there's a big link. And then the question is, can you engineer enlightenment? Can you give people either pills or drugs or supplements or tools or gadgets that help them? And I believe that there are things out there that act like training wheels, meaning they can introduce you to higher states of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And then once you're introduced to them, it makes it easier to find your way back to there again without the gadget or without the pill. So I think there is a link, and that link is going to get even stronger over time. And in 20 years from now, most people will pursue spirituality or finding happiness mostly through a technological means.
Very nice. Thank you. Again, you listeners out there, I hope you're just either you're either recording this show, you're going to come back and listen to the show to take more specific notes, you're taking copious notes and just really embracing the information that Jonathan Robinson is sharing with us, because this information that he's sharing, these little simple things that he's discussing with me and sharing with all of you, little simple things that can change your life to a much, much better state is priceless. It's absolutely priceless. So I hope that you have been taking a lot of notes and really embracing the information, because I guarantee when you finish listening to this show and you start utilizing just maybe one or two things, pick one or two things that he talked about, watch how your life transforms, and you'll definitely want to get his book. And we're going to tell you how and where you can get the book in just a few moments. But I want to ask Jonathan a couple of more questions. Question number one is, can any of the gadgets in your book help people to meditate? I think what I really want to say is, can any of the gadgets in your book help people to understand how to meditate and how it can work for them? Because I think people get caught up in specific rules and regulations on how to meditate. I'm a certified meditation specialist, but I tell people just start and just take some time. So can you share your words of wisdom with regards to what you share a little bit in the book about this?
Yeah, well, you know, when people start out meditating, a lot of people find it hard because our minds are kind of out of control and they never shut up. And if you go into a wall hard, that doesn't feel good. So there's a lot of gadgets or even apps such as guided meditations that are very good at inducing very peaceful meditative states. And they tend to be easier than when people try to use just a meditation technique on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, it's kind of the training wheel effect. You know, you can get an app like Happify or Buddhify 2 or Headspace that give lots of guided meditations. You can get gadgets like the Muse or the Think or the iWake technologies for sounds that help to induce meditative states. And once you kind of know what you're looking for, you have an easier time than meditating, is my belief. Or you just listen to the CDs or you do the guided meditations and you get into a meditative state with much less effort than if you just try to follow your breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great benefit to these technologies, that they can, the first 5 years I meditated was hell, you know, because my mind was out of control. But eventually I made progress, but I find that some of these technologies can get you into really joyful and peaceful states of mind much more easily and quickly than if you just try to go to a retreat.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. When I first started meditating, I was pretty young too. I guess I was maybe 16, 17. My mind was going 90,000 miles a minute, and then I'd fall asleep.
It was
It was like I was either on, and then I just quit completely off, you know. But I kept, and I didn't do anything formal or, you know, I don't know even where I got the idea to meditate other than I was suffering from a medical condition that was not diagnosed, and I just wanted to feel better. And I had a lot of what we call in Ayurveda, pitta, a lot of fire. I'm a pitta anyways, but it was just out of control at times. And I really wanted to just not try to keep the volcano under wraps, so to speak. And so I just started doing, you know, sitting and being quiet and, you know, focusing on my breath or listening to sounds of nature. And like I said, I was even going 90,000 miles a minute, and then I just like shut, like the brakes were slamming and I was asleep. But each time I felt better, and each time I did it, the less chatter I had in my mind and the less I fell asleep, until I was not falling asleep at all, but getting into a very deep state. Sometimes it's deeper than others, but it's still very beneficial to me to take that time to meditate every day. And thank you for sharing that with us as well. Now, the last question I want to ask you, and I've really enjoyed our conversation. You've been phenomenal. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. God knew what he was doing when he had us have that hiccup yesterday and tuned us in for a better day today. Was it? I don't know about up there where you are, but down here it was storming, like buckets of rain was just falling. Did you guys get any snow or a lot of rain up there?
We got a lot of rain yesterday, which is always nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love the rain. But so anyways, the question I want to ask is, of the 101 methods you write about in the book, how do you suggest people pick the one or two that will, or three or four or 12 that will work best for them?
Well, first, by reading the book, you get a sense of each method. And I even describe what they actually do for you in terms of the five ingredients of happiness. Does it increase your pleasure? Does it increase your relationships? Does it increase your sense of meaning or accomplishment? You know, what exactly is it doing? So that's one way, just by getting a sense of, oh, yeah, that sounds good. And I also describe, you know, how much they cost and where to get them. So, that, you know, sometimes that's a big factor. But another thing is to ask yourself, what are you looking for? What are you wanting, really? Are you wanting more gratitude? Are you wanting deeper relationships? Are you wanting more pleasure? And once you know what you're looking for, the book will say, oh, this increases pleasure, this increases gratitude. And that way you know what you're looking for. And then, of course, trying it out, because until you try it out, you don't know for sure if it really worked for you. So I encourage people to put a little bit of time, a little bit, you know, the book's $13, a little bit of money, and invest in their joy. You know, we invest in lots of things, our body, we invest in relationships, we invest in education for work, but we don't necessarily invest in our future joy. And I think that's an investment that pays off really well.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you so much. You guys out there listening, now here comes the good part. Jonathan, share with the listeners out there where and how they could pick up the book.
Well, of course, they can get the Technology of Joy book at Amazon. But if they go to my website, which is findinghappiness.com, it's findinghappiness.com, they can get the book at a little bit of a discount. And there's also a lot of free stuff I offer on that website about finding happiness, and they can download all that stuff for free. So that's probably the easiest way of doing it.
Okay. So there you have it, everyone. The wonderful, phenomenal, and just absolutely joyous Jonathan Robinson. Please go out and pick up his book, The Technology of Joy, The 100 Best Apps, Gadgets, Tools, and Supplements for Feeling More Delight in Your Life, Feeling More Joy as You Travel Down Your Path to Bliss. And before we go, I just want to, again, thank you, Jonathan, for being a guest on the show. I want to thank our sponsors for sponsoring this segment of the show, the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company, as well as AllDayCableInc.com. All righty. Well, it's been fabulous talking to Jonathan. It's great to have all of you as listeners. Please share this segment with everyone you love and care about and those that you don't like as well. I'm sure that you may be able to change them from a not likable state to a more likable state by sharing this segment of Technology of Joy with Jonathan Robinson and me, the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. Until next week, everyone, may you go out and get this book, The Technology of Joy. May you incorporate some of the tools and methods in there to help you have a more joyous life as you travel down your path to bliss. As always, I'm wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. Until next time, may you have a fabulous and joyful, blissful day. Take good care for now, and goodbye.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfullivingforyou.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.